Uyraysa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding by the Gemara on the bottom of Mem Beis Amud Beis. So we mentioned in the Mishnah that on Sukkahs, that when it falls out on Shabbos, so if the first day of Sukkahs falls out on Shabbos, so then we take the lulav even on Shabbos. But if any, at least in the Mikdash, the Mishnah was discussing the Mikdash. However, if any of the subsequent days fall out on Shabbos, so then we don't take the lulav when it falls out on Shabbos. And ask the Gemara, Amai, why not? Tiltul ba'amahu. All it is tiltul. It's just muksa velidchi Shabbos. So why don't we say that the mitzvah, the araisa, to take the dal minim, that should override the isra of tiltul muksa on Shabbos? So says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Gzeira Shemiyit Lenu Biyadoi. Chazal didn't want a person to take the Dalminim as a Gzeira. In a Chanami, you're right, it really be'etzem, it does trump the Isra Muktzah. But Chazal made a Gzeira because maybe a person's going to take the Dalminim in his hand, V'yelich Eitzel Baki Lilmoit, and he'll go to a Baki to teach him how to do the Nanuim. And V'yavirenu Arba Amis Birshus Harabim. Rashi says Lilmoit is Nanua Oy Birchasa, either the Nanuim or the Bracha. V'yavirenu Arba Amis Birshus Harabim, and will come to carry four Amis in the Rishus Harabim. So because of this Gzeira, because of this concern, so Chazal said not to take the Dalminim when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. V'hainu time of the Shefer, v'hainu time of the Megillah. That's also the reason why when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, why we don't take Shefer. It's also the reason for Megillah, why we don't read the Megillah when Purim falls out on Shabbos. Well, says the Gemari, Hachi, if so, that's the reason, so then Yom Rishay Nami, so why didn't they make a Gzeira on the first day of Sukkot as well? We said when the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, they would take it on Shabbos. Why didn't they make a Gzeira Shemi Avirenu? So says the Gemara, Rishayin, Hateknu Le Rabbanan Bebesai. On the first day, there's no concern, because Chazal made a takana already that you have to shake it in your house. And like the Aruch HaNer explains, being that you have to shake it in your house, so a person is going to realize that why am I shaking it in my house? Because in the Mikdash it got dangerous. Because everyone was bringing it before Shabbos, and then everyone had to come Shabbos morning on the first day of Sukkot to go get it, and things got aggressive. And he's going to say, now why did they have to all bring it before Shabbos? Why couldn't they just bring it with them on Shabbos? And they'll say, oh, because it's usher to carry. So built into the takana that the Rabbanan said to take it in your house, a person has a natural hecker that he's not allowed to carry on Shabbos, so there's no reason to make a gzera that he might come to carry. Well, says the Gemara, Hatinach Acher Takana. That's very nice after they made a takana to dafka take it in their house. However, Kaidin Takana, Ma'ikil Amemar, before the takana, why is it that they were Bechlal taking it on Shabbos? Why didn't Chazal say, Shemi Avirenu? So says the Gemara, Ella, the reason why the first day of Sukkot is different is because Rishayin di Isay Minatayir Bigvulin, on the first day of Sukkot where we see it's extra special, even Bigvulin, even outside the Mikdash, there's a mitzvah Minatayir to take the Dalminim, so Leigazru Buhu Rabbanon, so the Rabbanon weren't Geyser. But Hanach de Lesneu Minatayir, but the subsequent days of Sukkot, where it's not a mitzvah Daraisa Bigvulin, outside the Mikdash there is no mitzvah Minatayir. So therefore, Gazru Buhu Rabbanon, and that the Rabbanon found the Pesach, that no, during those days they're going to be geizer shemi aviren. Well, says the Gemari, Hachi, if so, then the first day there's no gzera, so ha'idna nami. So nowadays also, on the first day of Sukkot, when it falls down on Shabbos, so we should take the dal minim, even though it's Shabbos. So says the Gemari, no, because anon le'yadina b'kibua di'archa. We don't know the calendar so well. We might be making a mistake. We have sveika d'yoyima. We have to view the first day of Sukkot like it might really be Erev Sukkot. Therefore, we don't take it on Shabbos. Well, says the Gemara, Inu diyadi b'kibua diyarcha lidchu. Those in Eretz Yisrael, that they are b'kiyim in the calendar, meaning even if they would live at a time when they were mekadesh de levana apiriya, they would know about when it's Rosh Chodesh, because they live right there in Eretz Yisrael. Sukkot is only 15 days after Rosh Chodesh. For sure, by then, everyone in Eretz Yisrael would find out the news. So lidchu, so if the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, at least in Eretz Yisrael, it should be daicha Shabbos. So says the Gemara, in Hanami, it is. On the first day of Sukkot in Eretz Yisrael, you take the Dal Minim on Shabbos. Didn't I now bring you a Raya? The Tnan Chada, we have an hour Mishnah in the beginning of the Parak, Membeis Umabeis. It says that B'yoyim Tov HaRishon Shel Chag Shechol Yis B'Shabbos, when the first day of Sukkot fell on Shabbos. So where would everybody bring their Lulavim Erev Shabbos, Erev Sukkot? Kol Ha'am Elichen Es Lulveyin LaHarabayis. It said that they would bring it to Harabayis. Utnan Idach, but we had in a different Mishnah, Amim Aleph Umabeis, LaBeis HaKnesses. It says in the same situation that where would everyone bring their Lulavim? to the shuls. So, wait a second, why didn't everyone bring it to the mikdash? Shma mino, kam bizman shebeis ha-mikdash kayim, kam bizman she'en beis ha-mikdash kayim. It must be that our mishnah mabeis ha-mabeis is when there is a mikdash, and the mishnah mem'alef ha-mabeis, they brought it to their shuls because there is no beis ha-mikdash, and still they were taking it on Shabbos. So shma mino, you see that in a chanami it does trump Shabbos when the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, in Eretz Yisrael at least, so they would take the dalminim on Shabbos. So that's the maskana of the Gemara over here. Mem Gimel Mem Aleph. We'll see later though that that's not going to be the actual maskana in Lemaisa. In Eretz Yisrael, we do not take the dalminim even when the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. Now, says the Gemara, the Isay min haTorah b'Gvul haMinalan. You mentioned the fact that on the first day of Sukkot, there's something special that even b'gvulin, even outside the mikdash, there's a mitzvah min haTorah to take the dal minim. So what's the makar for that? The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, ulekachdem. The pasuk says ulekachdem. It says so. We dash it from there. Shetehelakicha biyad kol echad ve'echad. That everybody has to have their own set of dal minim. Lachem. We dash it from lachem. That mishal lachem. It has to be owned by you. Lahaitzias a shol v'esa gazel. It can't be something that's borrowed or stolen. Biyoyim, we dash it from biyoyim vafilu b'Shabbos. That even if the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, so you take the dal minim. Rishon afilu b'gvulin. From Rishon we dash it that there's a mitzvah even outside the mikdash on the first day. And ha Rishon, the extra hay, melame she'enu deicha elu yom teva Rishon bovad. It teaches us that the only time we're deicha Shabbos is when the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos and not the rest of the days. Now says the Gemara, Amar Mar, Biyoyim vafilu b'Shabbos. We darshan from Biyoyim that when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, we take the dal minim, at least on the first day, and that's Deicha Shabbos. Taking the dal minim is Deicha Shabbos. Now the question is Michti, wait a second. Tilto ba'almuhu, the only potential Isser is Muksa. The only Isser is Muksa. So it's Shekhrau l'mishrei. Tilto, do you need a pasuk to tell us that you're allowed to take the dal minim when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos? The only problem is Muksa, which is the Rabbanan. So why would I have a pasuk telling me that you could take the dal minim on Shabbos? Why would I think otherwise? So says the Gemara, Amar Rava, le'nitzrucha elu le'machshire lulav. En achanami, you don't need a pasuk to tell me that you could take the dal minim. That's obvious, there's no isurim. The chiddush is that even machshire lulav, even getting the lulav ready, like cutting it off the tree, even that is daicha Shabbos. Valiba daitano, which is in accordance with the following tano, the tano like we learned in the Braiso, that lulav vichol machshirav daicha nesha Shabbos divir Rabbi Eliezer. Although the Rabbanan are chaylik, Rabbi Eliezer Shita is that not just lulav, but even kol machshirav, even preparing the lulav, cutting it off the tree, that's daicha Shabbos. Now says the Gemara, my time in Rabbi Eliezer, what's the reason for Rabbi Eliezer? So this we really just said, that Amar Kra b'yoyim v'afilu b'Shabbos. He darshens from b'yoyim, even on Shabbos. Now, like we said, that can't be referring to dal minim themselves, because that's obvious, there's no isurim involved. It must be referring to the machshire minim, it must, machshire lulav, to even cutting it off the tree. What do the Rabbanan who hold the Machshiri Lulav is not Deicha Shabbos, so what do they darshan from Bayoyim? So says the Gemara, that teaches us that Dal Minim is a mitzvah that only applies by day and not by night. Where do we know according to Rabbi Eliezer that the mitzvah is only by day and not by night? Nafkalei misayfa dekra. We learn it from the end of the pasuk where it says, "Usmachtem afnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yamim." That you should be mekayim, that you should be sameach in front of Hashem. This is the mitzvah of 7 days in the mikdash. It says shivas yamim. It says you should be sameach afnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yamim. Yamim v'loy leilos. We dash it from there. That's how we know it from that the mitzvah is only at day and not at night. V'rabanan. We already have a makar for yamim v'loy leilos from the end of the pasuk. So says the Gemara, no, the Rabbanan will say back, imehasam, if it was for that, havamina leilif yamim yamim misukkah. If it was just for one yamim, so I would have said that even though you're right, the Torah says yamim, but we should learn out yamim yamim from sukkah. That ma'ala halon yamim vafilu leilis, afkanami yamim vafilu leilis. That just like sukkah, even though it says yamim, the mitzvah is even at night, as we're about to see. So too, by dalminim, the mitzvah is even at night. That's why I need the second yamim, that no, the mitzvah is only by day. Says the Gemara now, v'sukkah gufa minalan. Where do we know it from? That sukkah, the pasuk says, v'sukkah esteshu shivas yamim. So how do I know that the mitzvah is even at night? The Tanur Rabbanan, like we learned in the Braisa. The pasuk says, v'sukkah esteshu shivas yamim. Says the Braisa, yamim vafilu leilais. It's days, even though it says days, it even means at night. Well, says the Braisa back to itself, ata aymer yamim vafilu leilais. Maybe it means dafka day is a not a night. And v'dinu, and that would even be more logical to say that it's dafka day and not night, because nemer kan yamim, v'nemer belulav yamim, because then it would be similar to lulav, where it says yamim by sukkah, and it says yamim by lulav. Ma'alahal and yamim v'loy leilais, afkan, yamim v'loy leilais. So it would make sense that just like by lulav, where the Torah says days, we say it's dafka day and not at night. So too by sukkah, we should say it's dafka by day and not at night. So says the Gemara, that maybe we could go the other way with it. That you're right, and on one hand, we could compare it to lulav, and we could say that the mitzvah is dafka day and not at night. But maybe we could go a different way with this. And we could say that nemer kan yamim, it says, basuka teishu shivas yamim, it says days, and v'nemer b'miluim yamim. And it also says by the miluim, it says, u'fesach o'amayi teishu yamim v'layla, shivas yamim. It also says over there, shivas yamim, and over there, it's ma'la halon yamim v'afilu leilais, just like by the miluim, it's day and night. Afkan yamim vafilu leilais. So maybe sukkah, it's day and night. By the miluim, it says upesach olamai teishu yoimam valayla. It says shivas yamim, but it says yoimam valayla. So it's day and night, even though it says shivas yamim. But we it says also yamim vileilais. So maybe just like by the miluim, where the Torah says shivas yamim, it's really day and night. So too by sukkah, where the pasuk says vasukah is teishu shivas yamim, it really means day and night. So says the Gemara, near Lemidaima. So now we have two options. We could compare it to Lulav, or we could compare it to the Miluim. So let's see which one it's more comparable to. On the one hand, says the Gemara, done in Davar Shemitzvasu Kolayim, Midavar Shemitzvasu Kolayim. It would make more sense to compare it to the Miluim, because both the mitzvah of Sukkah and the Miluim are ongoing mitzvahs throughout the whole day. You don't eat in the Sukkah one time and then you're done. The mitzvah is to stay in the Sukkah the entire day, just like by the Miluim, where Aaron and his sons, they had to stay in the Mishkan the entire day. Don't compare it to lulav, where once you pick it up, once you pick it up, you're yotzei, and that's it. It's one and done. Or maybe you could go the other way with it. You could say that don and davar shemitzvasa ledayres, midavar shemitzvasa ledayres. It's better to compare sukkah to lulav, because they're both ongoing mitzvahs that apply every year. Don't compare it to the miluim, which was only nayig one time. So says the Gemara. So which one should we could compare it to? Says the Gemara. Tamalaymer. That's when we have a drasha. Teshu teshu l'gzeir shava. We have a gzeir shava of teshu teshu. Nemer kan teshu. It says basuka is teshu shivas yamim. So by sukkah it says teshu. V'nemer b'miluim teshu. By the miluim also it says upesach olamayid teshu yamim v'layla. So it says teshu by the miluim. So ma'la halon yamim v'afilu leilois. Afkan yamim v'afilu leilois. So we dash it from the miluim. They just like by the miluim where the Torah says shivas yamim. It really means day and night. So too by sukkah, where the Torah says v'sukkah is teshu shivas yamim, really it means that there's a chiyuv to live in the sukkah both day and night.